Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this Monday, December 9th, 2024. Have your host, James J. Mailoff here. Welcoming into the studio, Art Stevenson right now. We're here to talk about the Very Merry Bluegrass Christmas with Becky and the 48s coming to the Pittsville School Auditorium on the 15th. We're going to give you more details on that in a moment. But right away, Art, want to thank you for being here.
Howdy. Thanks, James.
Appreciate you being here. And I want the audience to note that I was willing to do this interview even with somebody with a much better radio voice than me.
I
think that's pretty noble. No, I'm joking.
Thank you. That's very flattering. You are the pro here.
I think that goes both ways, sir. But I do appreciate you being here. And I do want to talk about Becky and the 48s. I did my homework about these guys. A great band. A lot of good sound with them. But before we get into that, I wanted to talk about why it's so important for us to be promoting the Pittsville schools and why it's important, you know, really in a roundabout way, why it's so important to support our local schools.
Well, the Pittsville Area Foundation for the Arts has been promoting concerts for over 20 years now, and I got called in a couple of years ago after the passing of Bob Wolfe, who was a leading citizen in Pittsville and a teacher and an administrator in the school district. They're a very important man in the community, and he ran the shows very, very well for 20 years and then passed away, unfortunately, a few years ago. And so I'm on my this is my second season as, I guess, the program director for the concert series. And we're trying to bring some unique music and unique acts into Pittsville and expose the community to those musics.
It's a great opportunity, certainly, to support our school system and help them, you know, raise some funds for those, raise some awareness for that. And we love to highlight those things here at WFHR. It's a big thing of what we believe in supporting our local school systems and supporting local, really.
That's great.
One other unique thing about this that I think, too, is for these kids, the families of the Pittsville area, to see an act like this, to get an act like this that doesn't come to town every day.
Oh, no. We had a Bluegrass Christmas last year, and it went over very, very well. And, we have a 400-seat auditorium. We'd love to fill it to the breaking point where we're turning people away. We've never done that yet, but we'd love to. But we had a great turnout for the Bluegrass Christmas last year. And so we booked Becky and the High 48s this year. And both of them have separate acts. Mm-hmm. Becky plays country music and is based in Rochester, Minnesota. And she's been at it for years and years. She just raised a family, and the kids are pretty much out of the house. And so she's coming back out of, the regional. She wants to kind of expand her sphere of influence with her music. And she's doing some wonderful stuff. Meanwhile, the High 48s have been an act for 20 years based in the Twin Cities. They're good friends of mine. I've known them for many years and worked with them before. And they're wonderful musicians. And so they've put together this show with Becky Schlegel doing Christmas music. I think this is their second season doing that. And so we're very excited about bringing them to Pittsville on Sunday.
I want to thank you as well, because while I had heard of these acts before, I hadn't really gotten to do a deep dive on listening to them before. Becky's voice is so unique. She's got a wonderful voice. And I hope she would take this as a compliment. A perfect Christmas voice. Just a perfect voice for Christmas songs.
I agree. Mm. Are you an Alison Krauss fan?
Yes, James? A gigantic Alison Krauss fan, yes.
Do you think she sounds just a little bit like Alison
Thank
Krauss?
Thank you. I was going to bring it up off air. Yes, 100%. And I say that with all love and respect, too, because both singers, very, very unique in their own way, just happen to sound a little alike, which is really perfect, again, for this type of music that they're doing. The 48s are a complete band, too. You talk about no weak links, like a really strong band.
Oh, that's a five-piece bluegrass band with all the parts working together. Yeah. The rhythmic drive and the soloists and the wonderful harmonies that they sing. Their fiddler, Eric Christopher, is probably the best at his style of longbow bluegrass fiddling in the Twin Cities area, and he's worked with touring artists like James King on Rounder Records and others, and he's just a wonderful fella to work with, and we're going to be very excited to see what he brings to the show.
I am a sucker for a fiddle. I really, really am. And so much of that is, so much of the music of bluegrass really pulls me in. And I'm not alone. This area supports bluegrass so much. We've seen that with Bluegrass at the Lake and some other events. We're noting it, of course, on our sister station, 105.5, where we're looking to play more bluegrass music.
Great.
It's something that this area supports really well. And then you bring in a combo like this, where these two acts are coming together. They're doing that because a love of playing together, as well a love of this style of music. What can we tell people that this show, give them a preview, if you will, of what this show will be like?
Well, they will bring their own music that they typically play year-round in their shows and combine that with holiday favorites. And they'll sing together. Becky will be featured as a solo as well. And it's going to be unique. And I've never seen their Christmas show. I have not seen it yet. But I've been on the show with Becky Schlegel a number of times and likewise the High 48s. And I just can't wait to see them together at this show. To tell you the truth, I booked them for a bluegrass festival last summer. Mm. And I had no idea what they were going to do together. And it was just wonderful. And I'd worked with the High 48s before a couple of different times, and they're always spectacular. They always bring it. And when Becky came up with them, I could see the meld going on, you know, the two artists moving together and connecting. And she brought the High 48s in, and they brought her in, and it was just a wonderful show. Everybody had the same comments after the show that I've had here, I think.
Just from what I could hear and see, the chemistry is so evident. It actually took me a minute to realize they didn't play together for years and years and years. Like, they seem like they have a chemistry that they've really worked at.
Oh, I'm trying to encourage that, too. Every chance I get, they do. They have a chemistry. I can see the High 48's music going toward Becky Schlegel, and I can see how she is going toward them, and so they're coming together as an act, and it's just going to be wonderful in Pittsville.
We talk about this with our friends at Savor the Arts all the time, too, of what the importance of bringing these acts, bringing the art to these areas. And you know, when we were kids, you didn't get as much of this maybe in some rural areas. I come from Chicago originally, but spent my, you know, a good half of my life up here in middle Wisconsin. And the to see where we have gone in recent years, we're bringing so many of these big names, these awesome acts to town. It's great for our communities, and it's great for our economy. I think that most of us are adults and understand how important these things are to our economy, bringing these in. But it, just as important as that, to me, is important to supporting the arts in this state. I mention this whenever I have an opportunity, Art, and if you don't mind, I will mention one more time that Wisconsin finished last in funding the arts in the union, in the whole union. And I bring this up because I know how proud Wisconsinites are of being from Wisconsin. I want to encourage Wisconsinites to add and put into the arts and change that for next year. I want a difference in that. And these are the kind of events of how we change that. These are the kind of events of how we encourage more creatives to be about. And when I think of adults enjoying this concert, that's great. That's awesome. I want more and more of that. But I can't help but focus on the kids and the kids getting to see somebody like Becky, getting to see some act like the 48s that they may not get to see in person otherwise, the impact that can have on those young minds, the idea of seeing something like that, and who knows what that inspires. Well, this is a great show, and we love the holiday shows. I love those kind of extra layers to events like this that can have those extra meanings to it. And there's those sponges of brains that those kids have. They're going to be soaking this in, and who knows how impacted they'll be from this concert, too.
That's right. Bluegrass is the music of the people. It's really a type of folk music. I think Pete Seeger used to call it folk music in overdrive.
That's what it was. I couldn't remember the quote. Yes. Yeah. That's a great quote.
And so it's the music of the people, and roots music is actually going strong here in central Wisconsin with groups such as Dig Deep and Horseshoes and Hand Grenades, working out of Stevens Point and touring the country. And so there's a strong foundation for it here, and we just hope that we have a good following come into the Pittsville show this Sunday for Becky Schlegel and the High 48s.
And you mentioned the kind of songs they're going to be doing. Will they be doing? You mentioned that they're going to be doing some originals. That will be doing some classics as well.
They will. They'll do some classic bluegrass and maybe some country music too. Becky's has a huge repertoire of country songs, too. She's been doing it all her life. She used to play in her mother's band in South Dakota, and she's been on RFD-TV various times on television and this and that. But, yeah, I believe they will combine a few Christmas songs, which we all want to hear, in with the traditional bluegrass and some of the old-time country that they're very comfortable with doing.
As a side note, I got to get Becky, I got to get the 48s on our shows. I got to talk to them. I'm just doing the deep dive that I did, such interesting people. Well, every single one of them, very unique and interesting. And when it comes to that unique or interesting part, you know, so many classic Christmas songs we've heard for so many years and we know so well and we love hearing them in a different style, hearing them in a different way, in a different delivery. It is always fun this time of year.
That's right. I love hearing Blue Christmas done as a bluegrass song, or Jingle Bells played on the banjo. Mm-hmm. many of those songs are easily transferable over to 3 or 4 chord bluegrass or country.
Yeah.
They do it all the time. I was listening to it on the way over on WIRI.
Isn't it interesting how easily they transition, you know, from one to the next? And it's such a great note. I am a little bit newer to country music. I've been listening to folk my whole life, but a lot of traditional country I had not grown up with. And I DJ over at 105, and I've been playing more of the Christmas country stuff. And it's just so unique to me how easy that transition is for that. Now, it makes sense that bluegrass would transition into this style of music very well.
It does, and I think it's going to be a wonderful show, and I can't wait to see what they actually bring to it. They have not told me what they're going to be singing. What they did tell me, Becky said, would you like me to bring Santa Claus to the show for the kids? And I said, I think we'd all like to see Santa Claus, young and old, wouldn't we?
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's a get. We have a little bit of a tough time getting him on midday. He's a tough guest to get. But a shout out to Becky and the team for being able to bring him in. That's fantastic.
That's what we hope. That'll be a draw.
Here's hoping. Well, let's go ahead and get into some of the details of the event for everybody, Art. And again, we're speaking with Art Stevenson, who is here to promote a very merry bluegrass Christmas with Becky and the 48s. This show is coming up on Sunday, December 15th, from 3 to 5 over at the Pittsville School Auditorium. It's going to be a fun show. We encourage everybody to attend. And as far as tickets, how much are these going to cost everybody?
They're $20 at the door for adults. Seniors will pay $15, and students get in for $3.
Excellent. And a wonderful price this time of year for something this wonderful, this big of an event. And you can know, too, that every penny, the pennies of that and the money of that is going to be helping out the Pittsville School. So that's always a wonderful thing to be able to know. You're going to have a good feeling while also enjoying a good show.
That's right. It's a community association. The Pittsville Area Foundation for the Arts is a community-based association. It's made to benefit the community and bring the arts and very good music to the area. And we get plenty of support. Mm-hmm. We of course, want more ticket sales, but the community has been very generous in supporting, through donations, the foundation to help pay for these shows.
That's so good to hear. And it's certainly important to keep in mind, and I know that the audience understands this, but I always like to hammer this home as much as I can. The way our other areas do, the Pittsville or other surrounding areas, that bleeds into how we do here. And wherever you're listening, we're all connected. And the rising tide raises all boats. It's the definition of this area, really.
Right.
Especially when it comes to areas like Pittsville that we don't get a chance to talk about or talk to nearly enough. I'd love to be able to have more and more on with Pittsville and some of our surrounding areas. This is a really nice opportunity, not only talk about this event, but just talking about Pittsville, talking about the schools and shouting them out and reminding everybody of how they can join us on the air with events like this and everything.
That's right.
That's we all are connected. And the better that it is over here, the better it is over there. It really is a fun event, too. And something else to keep in mind, wherever you're listening to us, not far from you. Not far at all to go. To be able to take in a show like this and know that you don't have to leave 2 hours early or like it's a Milwaukee or Madison event or anything, nothing against those events, but as many of us have taken in those events over the years, you know how you got to plan that out. This, it's right near you. It's not that far wherever you're listening to us.
Right. It's 20 miles. I drive it every day when I come in to visit folks in Wisconsin Rapids. From Babcock, which is where I live, but that's just down the road from Pittsville. I know some. I have friends in Wisconsin Rapids that actually don't know that Pittsville is part of Wood County, and it is. Yes, of course it is.
And they're not alone. I'm sure there is others out there that are in this, and that's part of why I want to bring this up and hammer this home so much is because we cover Wood County here, and we want to have more of that on, but also remind everybody how we support each other and how if you're supporting Pittsville, you're supporting Rapids. If you're supporting Pittsville, you're supporting Nacoosa. We are all connected. So our economies, all of this, a rising tide raises all boats.
That's right, and it's up to us. Mm-hmm. It's up to us to do the job.
Yeah.
To go out and support the organizations and the events that we believe in.
Art, is there anything else that you want to make sure we touched on with this event before we wrap up?
Well, we're going to have the show in a wonderful auditorium that seats 400. We hope to fill it up. And people say, well, the music makes me feel so good. Do you have any dancing spaces? And we've seen people dance in the aisles. We've seen them dance down front if they feel like it. And so, yeah, that's what we hope.
So dancing is encouraged.
Kick up your heels.
Excellent, excellent. This is not Footloose. This is not the town of Footloose. That's a great note. That's a great note. And something that only speaks also to how great the music is and the energy, the vibe of this. This time of year, especially looking for those good that good energy, they are going to bring it. They are going to have it. And you mentioned the auditorium. Want to encourage people to get those tickets right away. Are these open seating, or is this kind of a set seating?
It's general seating.
General seating. I couldn't think of the word general. Sorry.
we have plenty of space for. For wheelchairs, too. I get questions about wheelchairs. Is there wheelchair access? Yes, there is, into the building and into the auditorium, and there's extra space down front for folks that are in wheelchairs if they'd like to sit close.
And I want to encourage people, too, that if you'd like to get a preview of this, maybe learn a little bit about the artist beforehand, the high48s.com, you can check out their work right there. Encourage you to do that. Becky's got an amazing website as well. Encourage you to check those out. And if you just throw them into your search engine, right away you'll be able to see their names pop up and take a listen to some of their music and some of the things that you're going to be hearing coming up. Again, the show is this Sunday, December 15th, 3 to 5 at the Pittsville School Auditorium. As far as getting tickets, Art, how can they do that?
Well, in Pittsville, there are tickets available at the Wisconsin Farm Business and Ortner Accounting, downtown Pittsville. And, of course, we have an Eventbrite website that you can sit at home and or on your phone, order your tickets, and you can get them at the door as well.
And again, if you're having trouble finding these, it's always a bit of a mix of giving websites and that over the airwaves. But if again, I've tested this out. So if you type it into your search bar, you'll be able to find it pretty quick. Typing in like Pittsville School Auditorium or Becky and the 48s, Very Merry Bluegrass Christmas, any of the above, and it'll pop right up for you. It's the first or second thing on most of these. And while all of that is amazing as well, we encourage you to get your tickets for this and make sure to make plans to attend this event. It's going to be a fun one, going to be a really good time, and a great way to support local while also enjoying yourself. Again, the Very Merry Bluegrass Christmas with Becky and the 48s coming up Sunday, December 15th, 3 to 5 at the Pittsville School Auditorium. Just as we're wrapping up, one last question for you, Art. Do you guys need volunteers, anything like that, for this event?
Oh, yes. Volunteers would be welcome. Hmm. We're always looking for a little extra help out there at the Pittsville Auditorium.
If people would like to volunteer or they'd like to find out more, should they just reach out to you, Art?
They could reach out to me. I'm on social media, and I'm also at highwatermusic.com.
Excellent. So highwatermusic.com, or just type into your search bar Art Stevenson. You should be able to find him on most social media outlets.
Art Stevenson Bluegrass.
Excellent. And Art, again, thank you so much for the time today. Really fun talking with you, getting to know you a little bit, and a lot of fun talking about Becky and the 48s here. That's been great.
Thank you, James. Appreciate being here on the radio with you.
Again, be sure to make plans for a Very Merry Bluegrass Christmas with Becky and the 48s coming to town this Sunday, December 15th, 3 to 5 at the Pittsville School Auditorium. Get your tickets for that, and we'll meet you there, everybody. And be sticking around all week long for more Midday Magazine. Previewing the rest of the week ahead, on Tuesday, we'll have Heart of the Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce Lacey Ayling in with us in part one, and Realty Radio with David Farnborough in part two. On Wednesday, we'll catch up with the gang from Family Natural Foods. Stephen and Katrina Hintner will be with us, along with our friends from the Wood County Health Department. On Thursday, we will hang out with Chad from Wood County Parks and Forestry Department. And in part two, Janelle Weir is our great friend, and I'll get her name right by then. And then we wrap up the week on Friday with our friends at the Visit Wisconsin Rapids Bureau. Plenty more coming up throughout the week right here from 4 to 5 on Midday Magazine at WFHR, locally grown radio.